Three, two, one. Welcome to Lunch with Cher. It feels like we're camping right now. We are in the outdoor venue at Fire on the Mountain. They put up a tent with a heater, but it's like 55 degrees outside today, guys.
Glorious.
Yeah. Is that why you wanted to zip our sleeping bags together?
I think so.
Because we were tent.
Yeah.
Okay, camping.
But
okay.
To put three guys in two sleeping bags, it really is just for warmth.
Right.
It all makes good sense.
Yeah, yeah. Do you go in butts to nuts or nuts to nuts?
Whoa.
No, what's that called when your dicks touch? Is that called docking?
I don't know. Sword fighting?
I think that's the thing. It was in an episode of Modern Family.
No, I'm going to be...
Oh, yeah, that was butt to butt. Yeah,
I will be lying on my back, okay? So all we have is my hip is touching you guys. And if you want to do anything weird, that's on you.
Wait, you're laying on your back.
Lying.
He's an author.
So you're on your back.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy's on you WWE style, pinning you for a count of three. That means your waist and everything below it is
for grabs. I'm flipping. I'm going... Head down by his feet.
Oh, yeah. That's called north-south position.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Dicks are still touching, but
I'm not letting you get
face.
On my legs.
I feel like we need a whiteboard for all this.
Yeah, we do. We haven't even talked about what you're doing,
whiteboard.
Swanson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's filming it again.
Oh.
When was the last time we got together for lunch? We're trying to figure it out. I mean, it's been 6 months.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten lunch in 6 months.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this. Yeah.
It's the only time we eat, so I'm getting a lot today.
Well, last time you got 18 wings, and this time you got six?
Five boneless,
so five chicken tenders.
I feel like that's a huge departure from what he normally gets.
Well, it's different. It's not a wing.
Yeah, these are like
chicken
tenders, like fingers. Yeah.
So mostly
like he got the five-finger combo.
Yeah.
So basically you got a chicken sandwich.
Without the bread. Yeah.
Is the chicken tender the most ubiquitous food on Earth?
How can that be a chicken sandwich?
I don't know.
Yeah. I know, but why would it even be close to being
considered?
Because
he's talking about the breading on the chicken tender.
Oh, gotcha.
Which is different from bread. I know it's called
breading. I just didn't understand that. It wasn't even close to a sandwich.
Like, right.
Yeah.
But what was the discussion a long time ago, which is like, is a boneless chicken wing just a chicken tender? Did we ever talk about that?
Yes. That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
People make up these fake arguments. Like, of course that's what it is. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Shut up.
No, it's a hot dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Really, shut up is the only good comeback for that.
And don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Why don't you do something with your life?
Yeah. Farva.
What did you order? Did you order 18 wings or five boneless wings? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. I'll get whatever I want. I'm a grown-ass man.
Fairly confident with my order.
Yeah.
Well, I rolled in here a little early on accident. I'm never early to anything. And I thought, okay, I'm going to act like I've been here before. And I said, can we get the chicharrones, which is Jeremy's favorite or used to be his favorite? Yep. And she looks at me like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of restaurants that I have not frequented for years at a time. Go back, and I expect them to have the same menu.
But it's been 5 or 6 years since they've had it.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah.
Have we been doing the show that long?
We were 10 years was last December. We didn't celebrate our 10-year.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we do that?
We were busy.
Oh.
Yeah,
we were. COVID. Anyway. What's the topic?
In December?
What percentage of the shows has Sam been on, do you think, at this point? Like 60%?
80%.
Yeah. You guys started without me. There's a couple other fill-ins. They didn't last long.
Yeah.
Then you brought me in, recognized the talent.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And
did we start without you, or did we just start and you joined?
Yeah, like you didn't. I wasn't invited. Yeah. I just came.
Yeah. No, we started. We would have guest hosts, but that only lasted like a year, maybe not even a year, maybe a half a year, and then Sam came on board. And
word got out that you don't want to do this shit,
right? What other shows would someone came in as like a cameo, and then stayed on, became a star?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm sure like Cheers has somebody kind of roll in,
probably. Right. Yeah, he became a regular.
Yeah,
That's a good question. You know, pardon the interruption. The Around the Horn.
It just got canned, but
Tony Reale's been doing it forever.
Yeah.
I think season one or two, Max Kellerman.
Yes.
So it started as a different host.
Yeah.
And then Reale.
Do you feel like you're the host now? You are the host.
Well,
I'm not. Hosts,
I think we know who the host is. Yeah. Or it's not you and it's not me.
Not me. Yeah.
I mean, I'm the only one that's qualified to say 3, 2, 1 to start off the show.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it is.
I mean,
well,
that's really
I tried it and I got stuck at 2.
Well, you did 1, 2, 3. And so when I hear that in life, when people do it, I go, no.
Well, there's never been an episode of Lunch with Jer without Derek.
It's because I had the equipment.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only because I had the equipment.
Host
you and
engineer.
I have come and gone, but he has been here the whole time.
He stood the test of time. Uh-huh. And he also is the one who actually makes sure we do it.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Right.
Kind of. You know why? It's because I like it more than you guys do.
Well, Sam and I get together and we record it, but we don't put it out.
So you just talk.
Yeah.
Like you just talk like normal people.
Yeah.
The mics are not connected to anything.
No.
are you just tapping the top of the mics together?
We just hold our phones up and act like we're talking into our phones.
Which we did that for a while, remember?
Yeah.
We did phones for a minute and it worked fine-ish.
Yeah. It worked. Yeah.
So we have a bevy of topics that we want to get to.
Okay.
We want to start with Who has the best quarterback on our team? Because that was the last thing we talked about before the mics heated up, as they
say. Yeah, yeah.
We have three teams here, for people who don't remember.
Yep.
The Washington Commanders.
Yep. Redskins.
Derek.
Yep.
Commanders. The Denver Broncos. Yep. And the Minnesota Vikings. So
don't correct me when I say Redskins. So I say Redskins,
their name.
And you correct me.
But that's not their name.
He's right.
It is
their name.
It is their name.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It was their name.
No,
it's
still.
It's like a woman who got married.
Yeah.
Your team got married.
But what if she chooses to keep her maiden name?
But you didn't choose
it. They could have. They
didn't choose it.
I think most people still want them to be called the Redskins.
Most?
I don't think so.
There was some discussion with the new owners. Do we bring it back?
Right.
And eventually they shut it down. But there was at least some discussion.
Smart.
Commanders is great because it's kind of stupid, you know, but like this is
kinda
a sport.
Stupid, yeah.
We're throwing a ball around, so you might as well have a stupid name like Commanders.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's like a child came up with it, 7-8-year-old.
I would have even preferred they say just Washington Football Team.
That was the best time where
you
they couldn't
so?
Figure
that was
it out.
Lame too.
What is but it's all lame because your name
true,
is the Redskins.
Lame. Yeah.
Just go with the name.
It was like after my son was my first son was born, we thought we had a name, didn't work out. So there was a good 24 hours where we didn't have a name for him in the hospital. That was the Washington football
year.
I don't know that story either.
That was the Washington football team year. They couldn't figure out
a name. You named your kid Washington Football Team before
you
changed
it? Yeah, he was WFT, Newman.
WFT.
Okay, wait, fuck
you had a name lined up.
Yeah.
Pre-birth. Baby was born. You looked at the baby and go, that's not
the name. We both got not.
Okay.
What was the name?
The name was James, which the second kid actually became.
Oh. Okay,
so,
because the same kid looks like a James.
So, yeah, so we just, I guess, I don't know. But we just kept that one. We go, okay, that'll go back in the line. Now we got to workshop this.
What's
we
his real name?
Whiteboards. Well, I'm not Comment. Giving out all my personal
Yeah, what's his address?
Kojo.
What are his measurements?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
okay. Can he handle a small blade or weapon of any kind if you were to throw him in a ring with a dog or
right.
kind of rabid chicken?
Cockfight?
Potentially. Mm. Yeah.
All right. So,
that's what happened.
Okay. So 24 hours you had to come up with a name.
Yes.
Was this a backup? Did you have a backup name?
No. Okay. This name had not been considered. We did have backup names. We didn't like any of those.
Yeah.
The big problem we ran into, I feel like girl names are easier than boy names, personally.
Okay.
There's so many boy names where you're like, I knew someone named Alex
totally.
And I hated them.
That's the veto.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is if it makes you think of something negative right off the bat, you got to shut it down.
So we had so many of those, and so we ended up with
but
just
a random
one. But
do you feel like because we're guys that guys' names are harder because we hate more guys than girls?
Okay. Definitely.
But girls are the other way, right?
Girls
they were like, oh, that girl was a bitch.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Did you have girls' names lined up?
Yeah, but then we knew what it was going to be.
Yeah.
So we scrapped
How about
those.
You guys?
Well, there's only like four good girls' names anyways. So you
really? I feel like there's a lot.
You got to just rotate between like...
Right. What, Ashley, Stephanie, Jennifer.
Kristen. Oh, yeah. No, we had a...
No.
So we had a list... And basically, my ex went through this giant, it was literally the giant book of baby names.
Yeah.
She made a list, and then of her list, I went through and went,
asshole,
like we talked
asshole,
about. Yes, yes, no. And then I added like three of mine,
yep.
which that was not a welcome addition, so those, none
right.
of those stuck.
Okay.
But actually, one of my favorite names was Jack.
Okay.
Which
Jack's
is
a great name.
Yeah.
Jeremy's
I mean, it's kind
son,
of right. a, it's like when you say, who's the best black actor, like Denzel Washington? What's the best boy's name? Jack. I mean, it is.
You think
honestly.
So?
It's up there.
I mean, I liked Zach for some reason. I like
right.
that alliteration. But if I would have named my oldest boy Jack, and you had Jack, would you have still named your kid Jack?
Probably not.
Just because of the proximity.
Right. Then you have the proximity.
Yeah.
That's
you can't have
part.
Like familiarity with another kid.
Yeah.
With the ability to name the kid.
Right.
It's true. Like,
well,
you stole my kid's name.
Would you have gone Jack or Jackson?
Well, I'm Swan's son, so
yeah,
we can't do Jackson.
That's why we didn't do Jackson either.
Yeah,
so, yeah, Nelson.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awful.
Yeah,
you should have.
Well, could have
on your next one.
But there, you know, there were numerous Jacks in our orbit. The proximity that was close enough, so we just felt that it was, you know, let's just give this a little space.
I have a friend that I went to junior high with, and I'm still friends with on social media, and we talk once a year randomly. He had a kid, and he reached out and said, hey, I'm thinking about naming my son Gavin. Would you be okay with that? Mm-hmm. And he lives in Virginia, and we talk once a year.
Yeah.
I was like,
the best part is you said no.
No, $18. I sold him the IP of that for $18.
Right.
Yeah.
You were squatting on that name?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was really cool that he did that, but at the same time, like, the kids will never meet.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll never orbit each other. So,
which would have been even better if you had been like, yeah, I don't really feel comfortable if you did that. Like, told him no.
I don't know. Let's wait to see how cool your kid is before. Because that's part of it, right? The name is either cool or lame depending on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You could name a kid something ridiculous.
No.
Name him Kelly. And like, Kelly, that's a girl's name. But if it turns out to be like this cool kid, you're like, that's a great name.
I don't think that works with every name. Lakin?
Lakin?
Yeah. Lakyn. It's a name.
Is that a name?
Skyler. It's impossible. It's not going to work.
Shateed. S-H-I-T-H-E-D. Shateed.
There was a...
Or someone Dash. Just a Dash.
How about...
Dash is kind of cool.
Yeah. A Vikina?
But just the Dash. Oh. Not even like a... Not even spelled out. Just
hyphen.
Hyphen. Is that hyphen? My fucking name's Dash. It's not hyphen.
Isn't it how Nome, Alaska got its name?
No.
You're Nome, Alaska?
I know it.
Nome is N-O... What is it? No, it's no, basically no name, Alaska. Well, they can't call it no name, so they call it Nome.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think that's true. There's a no name in Colorado. They
there is.
Go to Nome.
They
it's called no
it.
Name?
They can do it if they want to do it. Yeah,
yeah they could.
Like if they, yeah.
They should call that the Redskin.
So, okay. Whose quarterback is the best?
Wow.
Wait, well, who's your quarterback right now?
J.J. McCarthy.
Okay, so he's the starter?
No, no.
So Sam Darnold has not gotten traded in or...
He didn't get the franchise.
He didn't get franchised. They're talking about re-signing him, but it's not going to be the starter.
Okay.
I mean, one of our quarterbacks did get considerable postseason acknowledgement, right?
Who? The Jaden?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was. Who got Rookie of the Year? Him, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
offensive Rookie of the Year.
He's awesome. Yep. He's the best.
Okay.
Bo Nix also very
good.
He was
like one Hail Mary. He got a Hail Mary, and that's why he got Offensive Rookie of the Year.
You know, you need to have those marquee plays.
Yeah, yeah.
Against, I mean, like, a really good team, he had that play.
Yeah, right.
Like, a really good team.
The Bears.
Oh. It wasn't on him. But go ahead.
It was on the guy that left the scrum to go over and yell at the fans.
Yeah. That guy,
and then he came back to not make the play.
Yeah.
Really the moment of the year. You need someone doing something really dumb.
Yeah.
So everybody can just laugh at that guy and then be happy for the other team.
And then we should have lost that game to maybe one of the worst teams in the entire league.
Yeah,
and,
but you can't put that on the rookie quarterback.
But you win that game, and then you're in a rocket ship through most of the rest of the season.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely overachieved.
Totally. Yes.
And they lost all exclusively because of him.
They lost to the eventual
blown out the champions. The Eagles.
Well, so did the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Which somehow they get that name still.
We blew out the Chiefs. So, I mean, they didn't have their starters, but we
so
blew
by
out.
Proximity.
You still blew them out.
Yeah. Like
no one will know that when they look at the score years from now.
No.
True. As many will.
I barely remember
week 18,
it now when I was there.
2024.
Yeah. All right, so we've established that Jaden Daniels is very good.
Yeah.
Bo Nix. Very good.
Yeah,
and
very
you
good.
Said you were wrong about him because he turned out to be an excellent
quarterback. I watched him in college, and I think it's because I watched him at Oregon. And the coach of Oregon, you know, he looks like he works for Barstool Sports or something like that.
Yeah,
a bit of a mouth breather.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Bo Nix, I just saw a lot of – very successful. I just saw a lot of
dinks and dunks and
quick hitters and get it to the outside.
And have good athletes. And
I wasn't impressed, but I was wrong.
I will back you up. I thought he was going to be average.
Really?
But
And
I didn't have high expectations.
May still be. Let's keep in mind.
Yeah,
sometimes they'll come out and do well. Vince Young.
Yeah. Yep.
Remember that?
Or C.J. Stroud had an amazing rookie year, and then he forgot to play his second year.
He did. Yeah.
But they still made the playoffs. So
Trevor Siemian.
How shitty was he?
Yeah.
Trevor, was he good his rookie year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They were over 500.
Is he selling Lady Kenmore's at Sears right now? Or is
I don't know what he's doing. He's probably making more money.
He made plenty of money.
Selling insurance.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So we're thinking JJ, well, he could theoretically be the Rookie of the Year next year because he didn't play, right?
No. Is that how it works?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Like, if you don't play.
That would be cheating.
But
that would
he
be
didn't
cheating.
Play. It's like redshirting.
I know, but he
you were
was
on a roster.
Yeah, you're on a roster. It's different for, like, baseball. You have to play a certain amount of games. But
which
I think the NFL, you're on a roster. You're not a rookie.
It's actually actively baseball season right now. Do any of us care?
Baseball season?
Kind of. I mean, spring
training
games are on TV.
I watched two innings of spring training baseball last night.
Rockies or other?
Other.
That bad,
Reds and Dodgers.
That bad at home?
I just turned on the TV while I was looking for something to watch.
There's no WNBA games on that you could watch, like regular season?
I'll throw on a little Caitlin Clark. Don't think I actually. No, not since she's been in the WNBA, but I watched her in college.
Yeah.
Just for the record, Jeremy is wearing a Colorado Rockies hat, which I will go on record as saying this is one of my favorite logos, and their color schemes are awesome.
Great logo.
The team is no good.
Great
but
scheme.
Everything else
they
about
need
them
to
is
change
great.
It up, though.
Great ballpark.
It's been 40 years of the same boring logo.
Well, let's get some new ownership.
You think they have the Yankees.
Ooh, remind
logo.
Me to tell you a story about the Monfort family off mic.
Yes, please.
Oh. Well, that's no fun.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. I want to hear it, though.
Yeah,
I get excited for baseball for like 2 weeks when it starts, and I watch games in the background at night, and then usually by then the Rockies have lost like 10 of 14, and then so last year, remember they had the new TV network, and you could I'm like, awesome, I'm gonna do the $100 to watch all the Rockies games for the whole year, like 60 cents a game or whatever, and I did the first month for free, and they had lost like 20 of 25 games, and I was like, I'm going to go ahead and cancel that.
Can you cancel a free subscription?
Anyone, well, you cancel after the 1 month of free. Yeah.
Anyone broadcasting the Rockies should know better than to do a free trial.
Yeah,
hey, why don't
totally.
You sample the product?
They're
going to
backload
like
that deal. Pay me $100 now, and the last month will
be free. Yeah, totally.
And that's if they make the playoffs, we'll refund your $100.
We're going to give you January for free, but they're not playing. That's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Sam and I did an episode of The Dispatch at Coors Field.
Yep.
And at first pitch, Sam, over under 500 people at the game.
Oh, boy, it was light.
Was that a bad weather game?
No, it was beautiful. Wonderful.
It was gorgeous.
And you worked GQ, right?
Yes, we worked at GQ
yep.
Barbecue.
Yep.
Great of them for having us. Yep. Have you used all of your...
I haven't used it once.
Okay.
But they have the best barbecue in Colorado. Just it's not conveniently located for me, so I don't care.
Right.
What did they give you?
Oh, it's $50, $60.
Yeah, oh, that was awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason's a good friend. He's a good dude. We just
I got a T-shirt out of him last time.
See?
So, yeah.
It is. You go down to the Park Meadows location. It is bumping every lunchtime.
Is it over?
Oh yeah.
He's killing it.
Love it.
And he's at Mile High.
Yep.
And I think he's actually at Folsom Field too.
Yep.
Yes.
He's doing really good business.
Correct.
Yeah.
But at first pitch, you could have yelled. We were right behind home plate, like top row. You could have yelled at someone in right field. In the stands, and they might have heard you.
Totally.
Okay, so evening game. I watched the video, but I couldn't remember if it was evening, afternoon.
No, it was.
Okay.
How many people did?
Yeah.
Evening game.
It was not award-winning?
I don't know what happened. Oh. We tried.
I thought it was good.
And thank
but
you.
But I like you
watchable.
Guys.
Yeah. And I will say, as a non-baseball fan, this is better. I hope they're not good ever. Because you can just stroll in.
Yep.
Great ballpark.
Yeah.
Great
yep.
game day experience.
Yep.
Shit team. Don't care.
Wrigley West.
Yeah, thank you.
Tickets are easy
to
get.
Yep.
Tickets are cheap. If they get good, now we got a CU situation.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's fair. I see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have parked for a Rockies game a couple of blocks away for $0. Like
you
at
just
a meter?
Do it. Yeah.
No, that's $20, $30. I just park in a meter, walk over, and in 2 hours you're sick of it anyway, and then you leave.
Yeah.
You leave. It's perfect. Yeah. My meter's up. I'll go do it. Yeah.
I'll go feed the meter
go
at home.
Leave the kids at 1UP.
We tried to do that as an arcade across the street. I thought it'd be great. I left the kids there. As I walk out, the bouncer's like, nope.
See, because when he's leaving out, it's an arcade / bar.
Right.
But the bouncer goes, you can't leave your kids at a bar.
Where are you going?
To the game.
No, we were going to shoot stuff.
Right.
So we were going to like get a little B-roll or whatever.
Yeah.
And
that's
kids,
what it was, yes.
But it was like 2 hours before the game.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you guys, it is a bar.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
For sure.
There's nobody in there.
Right. And they're just looking
playing pinball.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, they can be in there as long as I'm
I do
there.
Like, nope. Nope.
Yeah. And we knew we were doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And I just tried to stroll right by him. He's like, nope. Because there's like seven people.
Right.
There.
But so they knew it was you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They were like, aren't you the guy with the kids in there? Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's when you turn backwards and back out the door and go, I don't see any kids.
You're like, they're like 6'2.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, what would happen if I just took off running? What would they have done? Like, worst case, they kick the kids out and they got to sit out in the sunshine.
I actually think we need to apply to that question to most situations in life.
Yeah.
What would happen if I just took off running?
If I paused just for a second and then took off running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know my story about the Toronto Strip Club, right?
No.
Yes.
You know that story?
No, please tell
me. So it's a local Denver on-air sports celebrity, so I won't say his name.
Yep.
Okay. But he and I went to Toronto. This is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And we're at a strip club, and I get bored, so I leave. And he spends – it's a longer story, but he spends an exorbitant amount of time and money with a stripper. And he thinks that she likes him, the typical fall for it. And at the end, she basically just stops dancing and goes, you owe me $480, motherfucker. And he's like, whoa. So long story short, the bouncer, like, grabs him, takes him over and, like, points to an ATM machine and says, you got to go get that money. So he walks over and he pretends to put in his ATM code. Mm-hmm. And he takes off running. And he just goes sprinting down. And he's in Toronto, so he doesn't know where he's going.
Yeah.
He goes sprinting down alleyways and he eventually gets away. But he's had, like, bouncers chasing him and everything.
No way.
100%.
What thrill that must have been.
100%.
So, wait, the ATM was inside or outside?
It was across the street from the strip club.
So the bouncer took him there. Okay.
So the bouncer, like, took him to the door and goes, go over there and get the money and come back. So there was, however much is that, 100 feet between them? So we got 100 feet.
That was a dumb idea by the bouncer.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Why would you?
I would walk.
Running
there with
is
them.
The only idea.
Yeah.
So I'm running there.
So that plays into your, like, just take a pause and just run away.
Yep.
It worked. Now, if he would have got caught,
Oh, it would have been bad, but
by
that's
an angry,
the point of running.
Juiced up Canadian right. bouncer.
Yeah.
Oh boy, oh boy.
It's a good story.
I mean, with the tariffs on Canada now, what's that, $480? Like $360?
Ooh, is it less or more?
Well, it's already less.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, if it's getting $480 Canadian, just pay it.
Yeah.
No, that was a good story. I remember the story. And then when you find out afterwards who this is, it will be even,
okay,
even better.
Now, when he tells a story, it's amazing. And there's more parts to the story, but that's the gist.
He's a good
of it.
Storyteller.
He's a great storyteller, which is probably why he's on the air on TV.
Can I tell you about the Spearmint Rhino in Las Vegas?
Please, in detail.
Like, were you working or were you there?
Head-to-toe detail.
Yeah.
So I met my wife. No.
Stage four.
Well, I was in Las Vegas, and the strip club thing, I feel like, is like our parents' generation. Like, we're going to go to the strip club. Yeah. I just feel it's a different... Nobody my age really wants to go.
Like, people Derek's age want to go, but not our age.
Exactly what I was saying. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so...
Three in the beard. Yeah. Long in the tooth.
But we're in Las Vegas, gentlemen's weekend, and we feel like we should go. And this is years ago at this point. But
5 years ago.
We get, like... We're at some bar, and we're like, all right, we're stopping by the strip club. And I just pull up one, and it's the Spearmint Rhino, which I believe is fairly well known.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
This is going to be a great strip club.
Yep.
The experience couldn't have been any more terrible.
Okay. Wow.
This was awful. I don't know if you guys have been to a strip club lately. I hadn't up until this point. Right. I don't know if this is how they all are. Right. I don't know if this is just how they're in Vegas. I don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, we're ready to run that sucker. Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll pause.
Yeah.
She's been to a strip club before. She's never been.
Oh,
okay, this is the thing. We got to talk about this now.
All right.
The look on her face is like, no, I haven't, and nor would I go.
No, nor do I.
You guys are disgusting.
Yeah.
I better be getting a large tip.
Yes.
Which would be the name of the strip club I would create. Large tip.
And so, anyway, you walk in, you pay the money, the cover or whatever.
What
and
comedian
then,
says
Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Strip club
called Beef.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to be able to go in, maybe get a drink, sit down at the little place where they're stripping, and then tip them, watch them strip.
Yeah.
This is not what happens.
Okay.
We go in, we pay our cover. I paid for the one guy who didn't want to fucking go. I'm just like,
it was a cover like $50.
$50. Yes. Okay.
It's $50, not $10.
Right.
$50.
Right.
But it's Vegas. This is a great strip club.
Yeah.
And immediately, there comes up and a woman takes each of our arms and walks us to a table where they, and we just go along with it because that's what you do, where they proceed to sit on our laps and talk to us, i.e. try to convince us to go back to the private room and get a $350 lap dance.
Wow.
Right.
Eventually, I run the first one off,
okay?
She realized I bore her to death.
Yeah.
All right? And by the way,
real estate agent.
Yeah, do you remember how you did?
It's happening all around me. I was just like.
Just for our listeners to know what's their go-to to get the stripper off their lap.
Little old thing I call being myself.
Yeah, you want to dry out vaginas all over Las Vegas. Here are the topics.
And she, Denver real estate.
Yeah.
And she basically realizes she's not going to get any money out of me.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
And so,
And no one leaves faster.
Yep.
I mean, it's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon of like spinning legs and running in the opposite direction.
She gets up, finally leaves. I take a sigh of relief. Immediately, another one shows up and sits down again.
Tries to
this
work.
This is a person on your lap.
Yeah.
You can't move.
Right.
I don't mean to be rude and just say, fuck off me.
Right.
Yeah.
But eventually, all the three men I'm with all break down and get led by hand to the private room.
Right.
I'm the
only
one left.
But those girls liked them.
I'm the last of the
Your girl did not
they're
like
connecting.
Yeah, yeah. They were.
Finally, the second one leaves. I stand up. I'm like, I'm leaving this fucking table area.
Yeah.
I finally make my way to the bar, which does exist.
Yeah.
Pay $20 for Coors Light.
Sure.
Maybe it was 12.
Yeah.
And just try to process what's gone on. Yeah. Finally, the guys all show up from the back rooms. I make fun of all of them profusely.
Yeah, yeah.
That they.
You can't get a lap dance if there's no lap, so you
for
have to
sure.
stand up.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's but a good it, point, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were just shameful and regretful. But finally, we were just able to leave. But I couldn't believe how terrible a customer experience it was to not even get to enjoy yourself and just like, we're here, we're enjoying. There were people stripping somewhere far yonder. I don't know how you get to go there and just relax.
So there's not like a stage or anything.
There was a stage.
Where they were nobody was working it?
There was a stage and one person was working.
Okay.
But like there weren't many people there.
Yeah.
And the 80% of the place was things happening to men that happened to us. It's the same thing.
Right.
I wonder if it's more, because I have not been in a long time. Mm-hmm. Also, I've got to take one step back. I actually don't really enjoy going. And women never believe when you go, I don't really like strip clubs. They go, I don't enjoy it. It's fun to go with your buddies and laugh at like putting money down in front of Jerry and he gets boobs in his face. It isn't that anymore.
Right.
In fact, I've been to more strip clubs with Jeremy's wife than with me.
Yes.
Or with Jeremy.
Yes. Like, it's not like Varsity Blues, right?
No.
It is not.
I mean, it used to be.
Right.
It used to be exactly how you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You walk in, you sit on the stage, you pay a reasonable amount, I mean, exorbitant amount, but reasonable, and then you put $5 out for the girl to dance, and she picks it up, and she shakes her boobs in your face, and she moves on.
Right. Yeah. That was it. What has happened to the industry?
I don't know. So this is my story. It's a secondhand story that I know that's for real. Buddy I know, after a Nuggets game, him and his buddies go to Shotguns, I believe, for... And who walk in but the Washington Wizards, who had just got throttled by the Nuggets that night. And they're all sitting around the same table of a stripper. And Gilbert Arenas is throwing wads of cash at the table of the dancer to where it's fallen off the side of the table. My buddy and stuff, they're picking up they picked up enough and put it back on the table, but kept $200 themselves.
Wow.
They made $200 each.
Wow. No way.
At the strip club. From Gilbert Arenas just tossing money onto the stage and them just picking it up and putting it back on the stage.
That stereotype exists, right?
Yeah.
NBA players just like strippers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gilbert Arenas. Wow, nice pull.
Yeah. So he's like, I went to the strip club last night and made $200. I was like, what?
Whoa.
And
then,
you stripped?
Yeah.
I got some runoff.
Yeah. Runoff. I love it. Yeah.
But when the lap dance is... $300 or whatever you said
it's
it
insane.
Was?
It used to be 20.
If it was $20 or $50,
you wouldn't
buy one for yourself. I would buy one for Jeremy.
Yes.
This would be hilarious.
That's what's fun.
I gave the stripper $50 to give you a lap dance, and you're like, man.
That's
what's fun about the strip club.
Right.
But when you're going there because you're like, I can't wait for this girl to grind on my lap.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Now it gets weird. You made it weird.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was already, the whole thing is kind of weird, but you made it weirder. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
I had one, the Deja Vu in Minneapolis.
Fully nude?
Okay, fully nude.
Fully nude.
I was 18. We had just turned 18. My friend and I, friend Jim and I went there.
Jim.
18. And it was, this is two levels. This is just strippers everywhere, fully nude. Honestly, great experience.
Sure.
We go.
Probably better than Spearmint.
So much better.
Yeah, yeah.
And cheaper.
The downstairs was getting crowded, so we went to the upstairs where they had just the more low-key stripper poles.
Right.
And there's just this woman.
Don't touch him, but
she's just
germs.
It was just the two of us sitting at the rail by her thing. And she's like, "Hey guys, how's it going?" Super friendly.
Yeah.
Just starts chatting us up while she's backing up her fully nude self into our faces. She's like, I'm a teacher in the area.
Yeah.
I just do this on the weekends too. It was so strange.
Yeah.
I had a buddy, we were in high school, she worked at Deja Vu, his girlfriend worked at Deja Vu, her name was Brie, I'll never forget her name,
because
she had like the weird blotchy skin disease, whatever that was.
Oh yeah, I know that
She
one.
Was super hot, crazy body. We would go see her at work, and we would be sitting next to each other, and he would throw out money, and she would dance and talk to your face at the same time.
And it was his girlfriend.
His girlfriend, he would give her money to dance for his friends, and everyone thought it was a huge joke.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And no one was weird about it, and it was a huge joke.
Fun.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah,
that's
supposed
the way to be a good time.
Be.
Seems kind of creepy, too, though.
It was creepy, but we were also like 20 or whatever it was.
But
like,
if he's paying for you to get the shake in the face,
then
it's normal. If you're sitting next to him and you're throwing the ones out.
You wait for him to go to the bathroom, and you pull out a bunch of money, and you... that was super weird.
God.
That is weird.
What a strange place, a strip club.
Yeah. If you ever talk to a stripper in Vegas, they will tell you about most of them live in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
and they come out for the weekend. They might make $1,000, $2,000 in a weekend and then just go right back to L.A.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all they would do. They work two nights and then make plenty of money.
Big enough for the whole week. Yeah. Yeah.
None of these women at the Spearmint Rhino, because I talked to a few of them, none of them lived in Vegas. And I now remember the first one when things started going south in our conversation.
Yeah.
She took out her phone.
Come on.
No way.
Yes.
It was like texting.
On my lap. Wow. Yes, was texting people.
Was she getting your YouTube page? Was she getting
I don't know what she was doing.
House,
Did she QR code your dick? Just like, okay.
Venmo me.
I do have one other good story that you made me think of. So we went to Houston back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised you weren't around for this story.
Okay.
We went to Houston for a bowl game or something. And so there was like, let's call it 10 guys. We're all to the, and women kept coming by because we had a table, and we're like, we're going to play stripper roulette. So everyone at the table, yep. pick a number, and it can't be sequential. Pick a number. The stripper's going to walk up. We're going to say, guess a number. Whatever number she guessed, you have to pay her to give you a lap dance in front of everybody, and it has to happen, no matter what she looks like.
Okay. Fantastic.
And there was some hilarious moments. There's one lady. Awesome. She came up. She looked like she had, like, a bullet wound in her neck. Like, she had definitely had some injury. Yeah. She was 47 years old.
Yeah.
So she danced for somebody, a local guy that you actually probably know.
Okay.
And it was more fun for everybody except for the dude that was getting
it. Yeah.
That's what it should be about.
That is the anatomy of a good night at a strip club.
Yeah. Yes.
Really the only way to do it.
But not you going by yourself and dropping $1,000.
No, because you see those guys there. It's not good.
Right. Why do you both look at me? I did it one time.
But did you like it?
I killed some time. Okay.
Yeah.
Next time, say you're out of cash, go to the ATM,
And run.
That's right. All right. Good lunch with Jer. It went by super fast
so
as usual. Thanks for buying, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Well,
it's a write-off, Jerry.
It is a write-off for my
Does anybody need to buy a house, business. Let us know.
Lunch with Jer, Fire on the Mountain, join with the boys for the first time in a long time, and let's not do the thing where we wait. Several months before
we'll schedule it right after this.
Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
Deal.